Матрёна Панкратьевна Вахрушева, The Story, на берегах Малой Юканды, On the Banks of the Small Yukanda. The first literary experiments in the Manzi literature belong to Chaimetova, The Story of Два Охотника, Two Hunters, 1940. Вахрушева, The Story, на берегах Малой Юканды, On the Banks of the Small Yukanda, 1949. Казанцев. Рассказ о себе. The Story About Myself. 1949. The Story Вахрушева. На берегах Малой Юканды. It's a new stage in the development of literature. The ideological concept and artistical structure of the novel differ from the creative principle. Чайметов. Казанцев. The Story Вахрушева. На берегах Малой Юканды. 1949. Written in Кандинский dialect of the Манси language and translated into Russian language by Gore and Balandin. In this autobiographical work, the author refers to the years of his childhood. His years tell the story of a girl named Motya Matryona with the banks of the small Yukanda. Meeting with the school was the first significant event that made the girl different eye to look at the world. The author traces the journey of the character from school to institute. In the story, autobiographical details have not changed and are not fictions. Her character like the life of the people. Вахрушева not trying to present it in the best light and describes all plausible. Before the fisherman and hunter took from nature only her wealth and nothing is returned to her in return. Now the collective and state farms are engaged in breeding fur-bearing animals. Taiga full of new sounds. The whistle of power sows the roar of engine, the whistles of steam locomotives and narrow gauge railways, noise and gnashing of tractors, cranes, bulldozers and excavators. Oh, who makes the skin and leather shoes and sail clothes for her husband, for the whole family, the wife sews. Who cooks the dinner nor the children, but husband will be back from the hunt lying at home and his bank and smoke a pipe. Smokes a day too lying on the bank or on the skins in the tomb. Many women managed the farms, village councils, teachers, head shops, workshop today. There is a clean social orientation in the story. The contrast is one of the main means of expression. Вахрушева often uses to direct conclusions and appeals interpretation of new changes in the fate of the Манси people. I can't forget how much grief, hardship and suffering endured Манси people before the truth about Ленин gave me all people a bright and happy life. Агришка is very apt to put about the thinking of the changes in the fate of the nation. He notes that the heroine of Вахрушева quickly demonstrated her readiness to abandon all traditions. She only saw the dark side in the past. Poverty, deception, mud and cold. This writer recalled the stories of other northerns. Who is the tale? 1920s, early 1930s. Cursed pre-revolutionary history of their people and enthusiastically sung all the order that adopted of the Soviet power in the taiga. In the story of Вахрушева follows the chronology of events. In the autumn come to the school in 1928. He lived in Leningrad until February 1942. They also introduced a reliable name in the story, teacher Alexander Львович Ламбин and Василий Васильевич Уженцев, classmates Попов, Гриша and Аня Дедикова. The story can be considered not only an interesting memories testimony, but also a mirror of the time reflecting the reality. Time is considered in the novel as chain of the main and significant event in the life of Monty girls. The story «На берегах Малой Юконды» consists of 12 little stories. Stories are linked together by the participation in them of the main character. Each story has its own name, a village on the island. Our land is harsh. The second mother, etc. The theme of the novel is concerned with life of the author with its joys, worries, anxiety and grief. Each of the little stories in the story has a different theme and ends with a statement of facts. For example, my old dream realized in the fall of 1946. And received a ticket to the Leningrad State University and went to the city of Lenin to continue my education. On notes of joy and happiness. And I think about you, my yours, my land, the bank of the small Yukonda, where I spent rustle and leaves on the branches when the wind blows and the waves. The main themes are family and childhood in the first story, a village on the island. Childhood memories of the heroine is melodic, tells about family life, about joint works and rest. It's time surrounded by the caring mother cares of her gentle hands. The narrative ends with the words, my childhood, mother's work, dad's pipe, which was steaming all day. South night I hear the loudest of her brother, dogs barking, rushing water in summer, winter and winter. In the second story of the Our Land is harsh reveal the theme of the motherland and the people capable to live and survive in the extreme condition of the North. Our land is harsh and strong, brave, clever, resourceful. Our people live in it. People don't afraid of any storm in the lake, mountains, waterfall, or raring crocodile, or a wild animal. They will find out part from the very difficult situation. Vakhrushova said about your countrymen with pride, revealing the men of the North in all national identity. Theme of nature is present in each of the story. Present the flora and fauna, the season, the nature landscape. I will not forget you, River the Kanda. You the small Yukonda, the big Yukonda, lay the river the Hermia. Angry cold is the Akaltara. I love to hear ringing, noisy, rushing, splash across the stones of your water. Nature form, right as northern ends, is an integral part of creativity because the world begins with nature and childhood. Memories of childhood and yours recreate a unique image of nature. Plan an epic story in the берегах Малой Юконды, represented by numerous drawings, the collection of bilberry, howling at horses, leprosy bear, lives in the village, in the city, way of life, months, the position of woman in the family, study and works of the heroine, a trip to the city of Leningrad. The heroine gets a profession of the teacher. First, she working in school. When she was invited to work at the pedagogical college, I used the textbook for primary schools and self-developed questions of grammar of the native language. The problem of story is that without the development of native language is not future for the people. The story begins with conflict. Teacher Maria Andreevna did not the Mansi language. Children did not know Russian language. A new teacher is Kapitolina Andreevna. She could have solved the problem before starting the course. She went on the hunts, recorded on paper Mansi words, learning them, and I began to speak on Mansi language, a spiritual image of the heroine Matra. Vakhrushova sang to describe more deeply thought the inner world of the heroine. The action in the story is based on the internal psychology conflict on the heroine. The main conflict is not only the juxtaposition of past and present in the story, but also the struggle for the new and freeman of the North. The artistic basis of the story, emphasizing the fullness of feelings. sincerity and emotion was genuine innovation Vakhrushcheva. Lyrical emotion and openness of the author feelings has given a sublime romance to the story. Romanenko noted that the first author of the Peoples of the North and the Far East contributed to its creation the futures of the artistic tradition of their peoples. Respect for people and his works, a lovely interest in everything new. Extensive use of poetic generalization based on folk allegories and comparison, the development of folk rhythm and tradition. The findings confirmed links to the story. На берегах Малой Юканды he called to the story the confession song. The plot of the story is built according to the confession song, songs of fate, song biography. This definition are characterized by the genre of lyrical songs manzi. The story На берегах Малой Юканды ideologically subordinated to the laws of socialism realism, state that the long awaited Lenin the father and life began to improve. The narrator can't forget how much grief, hardship and suffering endured people of Manzi before the trust of Lenin gave the people and a bright and happy life. Bitter tears of the people, the hot blood of the advanced fighters for the Soviet power and the people's happiness washed banks of the small Yukonda. Following the principle of socialism realism, the author highlights positive trends of the new time. The basis of the narrative is traditional, coming from the ancient culture of the people associated with the native language, a way of life. Vakhrushcheva reveals her life for the native land people. Lebedev notes that such works as the tale Vakhrushcheva will be included in the Golden Fund of Manzi literature. Works are paving the way to the formation of a truly national literature, in which national moment, national uniqueness, Zelensky, is not ideological and aesthetic value of universal significance. The appeal to national theme in the unfolding of the customs, character, thought of the people and theme of modernity appears in all its verisimilitude.